Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Greg Rabe. The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
And it's a little bit after 11, but we'll call it 11. It's hour number two of the Instigators, and Elliot Friedman always joins us, hour number two on Thursdays on the Instigators here on WGR Sports Radio 550. He is on the line, and we will say good morning, and I'll open with an apology saying I'm sorry we're a few minutes late, Elliot. We had the coach on.
Yeah, you don't have to apologize to me. Like that's quite all right. I'm sure this.
I feel like that's become a thing with us. Like coach. I feel like there's been times throughout the winter where I've had to say, Elliot, we got to cut you off. We got Sam Reinhardt, or Elliot, we're going to be late, or we got to cancel because we got this guy on. I feel like that's happened a few times, but it's nothing personal.
Well, that's because we hold Elliot in the highest, and I mean highest of regard. That's why
this
you're
is true, Elliot.
Nice. Very nice, but I think part of the beauty of your show is that it's all over the place, right? Like it's not structured. It's, you know, hey, this is who we got, and we're going to move things around. And secondly, like, let's be honest, Sabres fans, would they rather hear from me or would they rather hear from Ralph Kruger? They'd rather hear from Ralph Kruger, so I'm good with this.
Well, in there was a backhanded compliment toward us, so we'll take that always. Thank you. And you know what? In fairness, yeah, maybe right now the coach, you know, is top priority. But I think a lot of people, Elliot, tune in to hear what you have to say. But we'll tell you what the coach told us. And basically, you know, before we get into free agency and stuff, is that he believes, I don't know if he said he believes, but we interpreted that maybe Dylan Cousins will start on the wing. So I feel like we got that out of the way.
I could see that for a couple of reasons. Number one, you know, I think if you can, if like center is hard. Like I remember, you guys remember Mike Richards, right? Like obviously he played for the Kings, won a couple of cups, played for the Flyers before that. He talked about there was one year he had, his rookie year, where the Flyers were not very good. And he just talked about that first year about where he was going up against Matt Sundin and Saku Koivu every night in the Eastern Conference, and he was getting his ass kicked. Now, he said in the long run, it made him better. But that year, he was miserable, like absolutely miserable, because, you know, it's a tough league, and you get clobbered. And so I can see, especially when you've got Eichel and you've got Staal, it gives you the opportunity to give Cousins some experience, hide him a little bit, ease him in here and there. Like you guys know, injuries happen, things happen. He'll play center at some point, but if you can ease a guy in, it wouldn't be the first nor the last time that's going to happen.
Elliot Friedman joining the Instigators here. A couple key dates to mention. Buyout period ends today. Draft ended yesterday. Free agency starts tomorrow. And, you know, Elliot, I don't want to just – I mean, there's so much out there right now to talk about. like I wrote in the rundown here today. You don't know what our rundown is, but I wrote a rundown. Strange days around the NHL. Yep. I mean, yep. A lot of players becoming available. What's free agency going to look like?
I don't think it's going to be what we're used to. You were used to on July 1st. Well, first of all, there was also the courting period, right? Like you had those days beforehand where everybody could kind of talk and see the lay of the land. Now, technically, you're not supposed to talk. I think it happens. I'm sure it happens. But you're not supposed to talk. So it changes it a little bit. But also, you know, normally the door opens on July 1st and, you know, $300 million to $500 million goes out that day. And it's a crazy day. And I don't think it's going to be like that this time. Like, I think there will be some players who go quick. I think some guys will say, look, I just want a job and I'm taking a job. I think there'll be other guys who will have a very narrow interest. And like a guy like Petrangelo, for example, or a guy like Krug, if they have somewhere they want to go and that team is interested, I think it could be really quick. But a guy like Hall, I think he's going to pick his spots. I think teams are going to see, okay, what's in the bargain bin? What's kind of left over? Who's going to panic a bit? I think obviously there will be stuff that happens tomorrow, but I think generally it's going to be a slower trickle than what we're used to. I don't think it'll be as crazy as we normally get.
Do you think because of the financial, burden on all of these teams right now in the league that you're going to see certain players, like for an example, Hall, do you feel that he'll sign like a short-term deal to kind of get a good fit in where he can play? Like, do you feel that there's going to be more shorter-term deals in free agency this year?
I do think there will be more shorter-term deals for sure, Craig. I think The interesting thing more than the USA is like I think Petrangelo is going to get a big deal. I think he's the most, for lack of a better term, COVID-proof guy there is. If someone's getting big term and big money, it's Petrangelo. And I think Krug is going to do pretty well too. Hall is a really interesting one. There have been reports this week that he might take a 1 or 2 year deal. I've also been told that's not going to happen. I think that the way, from what I understand, the way Hall feels is if he's going to take a short-term deal, the number's got to be bigger. So we'll see. But situation is going to be important to him. Like, I'm looking at Nashville clearing all this space. They've got to be looking at this. I got to think Boston is looking at this. I think Calgary is looking at this. I'm sure, from what I understand, Hall tomorrow is going to see all the teams that reach out, and then he's going to start to do some Zoom calls. So I would expect that anything could happen. I would expect he'll take 24 to 48 hours to make his decision.
What about a fit in Colorado? Do you not see him being a fit in Colorado with the money that they have coming available under their cap? They have, Nate MacKinnon, who's making, probably the most favorable contract in the NHL at 6.3. Do you see him as a fit there for a 1 or 2 years to try and win a Stanley Cup?
I do, and if I was Colorado and Hall, I would consider that. However, Colorado is making a lot of noise like that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Instigators, Elliot Friedman joining us.
Lying? Oh, no. They could be lying, but I don't. They're just making a lot of noise like that's not going to happen. I think the most interesting thing, guys, is what do the RFAs do? Like Barzal. Does he go short term until the cap goes up? Dubois. Does he go short term until the cap goes up? I think those are going to be some of the more interesting ones.
Reinhardt.
Yeah.
What are you hearing on Reinhardt? What are you hearing on the Sabres, Elliot? Are you hearing any thoughts they want to bring some players in? Are you Are you hearing they're moving? They did not qualify Cahoon. Wondering if maybe you might be able to make some more sense of that. I think we did a pretty good job touching on it this morning and trying to make sense of it as from the perspective of former players. But I'm wondering if you know anything.
I think that they went to him with a number and he wasn't crazy about the number. Like arbitration, that's exactly what happened in Ottawa with Duclair. So the way it works is in arbitration, there's a number that teams can walk away from. If it goes over the number, the team can say we're walking away. Now, there's a bit of a unique twist this year, but let's just keep it simple. That number is $4.5 million. In Ottawa with Duclair and in Buffalo and Cahoon arbitration eligible, correct? So that number, they're not going to go over that number, but Ottawa still didn't like what Duclair could do in arbitration. They offered him a raise but a lower number, and he said no. And now he's unrestricted. I think that's exactly.
So they offered him a higher number. What kind of term was it? 1 year? I mean, that's all a QO has to be is 1 year.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, you can give a guy a QO and say we're still going to negotiate a contract with you. A QO means you retain his rights. It doesn't mean that he accepts that as his next contract.
Do you know if they were offering a guy like Duclair a 1 year deal? Do you know if maybe Cahoon was offered a number and just wasn't happy with the term?
I don't know if it was the term. I'm not specifically sure if it was the term or the number, but I just heard from someone that Cahoon felt he could do better. Or the agent felt he could do better.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. So, are you hearing anything else from the Sabres? I mean, any expectation on does Max Domi's deal set the market in your case for Sam Reinhart?
Probably yes. I would say that those are very similar. I think if you're Buffalo, you're looking at that and saying, We have to be prepared for that. And Reinhart's also 2 years to UFA, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
So it's the exact same kind of thing. So you're looking at that and you're saying we've got to be prepared for at least something like that. And you know that Reinhart at the very least is going to see that as and is probably going to say, look, like Columbus was unafraid to walk Max Domi right to UFA. And you know who else did that this year? It was Darnell Nurse in Edmonton. Edmonton was also not afraid to take Darnell Hughes two years right to UFA. So they're going to say, if these teams were afraid to do it, unafraid to do it, why would you be afraid to do it?
Elliot Friedman joining the Instigators here in the start of the second hour every Thursday. And yesterday Matt Murray's scenario was all figured out. Ottawa trading their second round pick to get him. Do you know if the Sabres were in on him? There were rumblings, and what's the goalie market going to look like tomorrow? You know, there are some goaltenders available this year.
Well, I'll tell you this. I do think the Sabres at least asked about Matt Murray. Like the thing that I'm wondering about is, though, Matt Murray and Chicago talked last week. They had permission from the Penguins to talk. Chicago made him an offer on a contract, which I think was kind of based around the Robin Leonard market value, and they couldn't make a deal. You know, the two sides just didn't agree. Pittsburgh did not let Ottawa talk for that reason. They're like, do you want him or not? And Ottawa made the deal. Matt Murray is arbitration eligible too. And so he's looking at a big number this year. And then he's 1 year to unrestricted free agent. I'm not convinced that the Sabres would have thought that made sense for them. You know, Ottawa is kind of in a different place than Buffalo is. I think Ottawa would – I think it makes more sense for Ottawa than Buffalo. I think if the Sabres were going to give up that kind of an asset, Ottawa had a ton of picks. They have a ton of cap room. They'll see how it works out with Murray and go from there. I'm not sure Ottawa was in the same position. I'm not sure Buffalo was in the same position. From what I'm seeing about what you guys are trying to do, like I told you, I think that they were looking at Columbus's goalies. I think they would have been more comfortable with a goalie who was signed to term at a bit of a lower number than maybe taking a risk with Matt Murray. So what I think they would have looked at it, yes, judging from what I understand about what you guys are looking at, I don't know if Matt Murray made sense.
What do you think, with Robin Lehner signing his new deal in Vegas, what are they going to do with Marc-Andre Fleury?
They're going to try to move him. I think Minnesota is possible. Like, the one thing that Vegas is trying to do is they're trying to trade Fleury to a team like New Jersey or Buffalo or, well, not anymore, Ottawa or Detroit, a team that had cap room, and say, we'll trade you to you, and then you trade him to this other team, and you retain some of the salary. And what they were going to do was they were going to put a sweetener on that, whether it was a draft pick or a prospect. But these teams are asking for a lot. They're asking for a ton. Now, Fleury has a 10-team no-trade list, I think it is, so he can block certain things. I think Minnesota is interested. I've wondered about Pittsburgh, but the problem is number seven, Craig, you got to get it down, and they're trying to use a third team to eat a little bit of that money. But it's, teams are asking a lot to eat that money, especially now, and it's complicated. It's a really complicated move.
Elliot, well, you look at what happened, so 2 years ago with the Patrick Marleau. The Toronto Maple Leafs had to give up a first-round draft pick to take to get rid of Marleau and that salary. So the asking price is going to be extreme for a 2-year deal on Fleury.
Yes, it is. This year the Rangers had to trade a second rounder with Mark Stahl, and people felt they were very fortunate they only had to give up a second rounder because of what Toronto had to do. So yes, you are totally right about that, Craig, that the price is going to be high. And I would think that Vegas would have asked you guys and Kevin Adams if you were willing to facilitate that.
Okay, so they wouldn't be taking on a goalie because they need a goalie. Or are they?
Well,
were they looking?
Fleury,
what's the deal with Allmark?
Well, are they comfortable with his art? They qualified Allmark, right?
Yes.
So
that's the guy I forgot.
Yeah. Now I'll tell you this: that I'm sure. I'm curious about that because I wondered if they would or wouldn't, simply because there's a salary that was signed recently that probably makes, I have to check which one it was, but someone pointed out to me that probably lifts Allmark's number a little bit. So I was curious to see if Buffalo would do that. But the thing is, I think if Buffalo's involved in a Fleury deal, it's not because he's coming here to play. It's because they're facilitating it for someone else. But I still think you guys are.
I think, you know what, though? I think fans would be excited if Fleury came here, though. I mean, I would be, man. He's a Hall of Famer.
Oh, I'm sure.
The salary sucks, but I mean, hey, I mean,
And I'll tell you this.
Strombone said that about his own deal.
he's a good guy, too. Like, he's a great guy to cover and a great guy to be around.
Oh.
But I don't know if I would see that. Do you see Buffalo doing 2x7 or 2x? I don't know, depending on what's retained on Fleury. I don't see that.
Yeah, no, it doesn't make sense. Of course. I know that. I'm just saying it would be cool. Elliot, great stuff. So, fireworks tomorrow, and you Can you tell me if you expect the Sabres to sign somebody?
I think you guys would be looking at people. I don't know any particular names. I haven't heard a lot of names linked to Buffalo, but first of all, you gotta take care of your own situation, whether it's Reinhart or Ullmark or Cahoon, if he's coming back, what you guys are going to do. But I haven't heard any specific names linked to them, Andrew.
Great stuff as always. By the way, thanks for the mention. I think maybe it was last week you were on.
Yeah, I already mentioned it,
but I'll thank you again. Yeah. Thanks for the mention. Number 11. Always appreciated, Elliot.
All right, guys. Always love coming on with you.
Yeah, enjoy free agency. Thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
Elliot Friedman.
Take care, guys.
Kicks off hour number 2 every Thursday here. I say hour number 2 because sometimes we start at 11, sometimes we start at 11:07. All depends on what's going on the hour before. We'll be right back. We'll talk about all that. 5 junior Sabres were drafted. Ralph Krueger talked. We only talked about it for a second. Talked about Dylan Cousins starting on the wing. He did a great job explaining his system. I thought that was great. He made a lot of sense of it. I mean,
yep.
He really broke it down into simplistic terms. Like even I could pick it up. All right, we'll be right back. Instigators, WGR 550 with Craig and Andrew.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
You know, you want to talk about how strange the hockey world is right now. A lot of people, you know, questioning. I don't think anyone really has a reason to really be up in arms about Dominic Cahoon. But, I mean, you know, like, but you look around the league at what's going on. You got Anthony Duclair, who's an all-star this year, walking away from Ottawa. You have Alexander Wenberg just reported Aaron Portsline 12 minutes ago that he's going to be put on waivers. You know, I mean, this is strange times. I mean, if you're sitting there scratching your head, I mean, I think there's going to be more to come, to be quite honest with you. I mean, this is just, it's interesting.
Very interesting. You know, listen, I mean, Alexander Wenberg, when he signed that contract a couple years ago, you know, he had some pretty nice seasons in the NHL. You know, I think when he signed his contract, I think it was six years, $4.9 million a year. He had 59 points that year. Came off a 59-point season, and he was turning in to be quite the player. But I don't know what happened to Wennberg. He just kind of completely fell off the map. I don't think that he's a John Tortorella type player, but he's certainly got a really nice skill set. He's going to be a very interesting player on the open market. You're going to get a player that is extremely skilled, can play center, but you might be able to get him for a bargain price at this point.
So a lot more will come of all this. And we had Coach on at 10:30. We had Elliot on at 11. Tomorrow will be interesting. Next week will be very interesting. Interesting, however you want to say it. But I think we got to take a few minutes here and just, you know, five kids came through the Junior Sabres organization. All five of them drafted yesterday. Fantastic moment for not just the kids, but all their families. You know, Patty Coletta is the new president of the Buffalo Junior Sabres, and he's been really promoting the alumni and a lot of the young, a lot of the kids that have come through there that have been drafted, even not even up for this year's draft, but the last couple of years that have been drafted. There's quite a few. I mean, I'm going to forget a lot of them, but Case McCarthy is one from before, and I know there's others, but this year there were five. One of them drafted by the Buffalo Sabres. Not a courtesy pick either. That's where this kid was slated. This kid's got a tremendous upside, too, from what I understand. I got to meet him the other day. I joked with you about being the St. Catharines kid, and it's true. He's from my hometown. He's got a great reputation. He's a great kid. He came here, dominated the Junior Sabres League, and he earned this spot, to be recognized in the draft. And
how about a quick shout out to Nick Tuzzolino and Timmy Kennedy, you know, coaching Matteo Constantini last year. This kid is a stud. I mean, in the OJ, where the Junior Sabres 20U team play, 50 games, he had 36 goals and 68 points.
He was a rookie in that league, wasn't he?
He's a player. Oh, yeah. I mean, he's 17 years old in a league that you're playing against basically 17, 18, 19, and 20-year-old players. And Matteo Constantini is
committed to North Dakota.
Yep. Wow. How about North Dakota? I mean, I don't know if you've ever talked about that building they play. It's one of it's an NHL venue. It is one of the nicest in all of college hockey. Super, super pickup for the Buffalo Sabres. Matteo Constantini going fifth round to the Sabres, 131st overall. But like you said, there was four other former Buffalo Junior Sabres, and one that we talked about quite a bit was Luke Tuck.
Yeah.
Luke Tuck lived with you. Here in Buffalo in his time, right?
Well, that's what I was saying. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know what my emotions would be when I saw that Luke, when I heard his name being drafted. I mean, like it's weird because he lived with me when he was 15. He was playing up with the 16U Junior Sabres. And, you know, one thing I'm going to pump is this kid did not need any influence. He had enough influence. He had great parents and a big brother already in the league. And this kid, the night before he would leave for a tournament, okay, he would have his bag packed, his hockey bag would be packed, his sticks would be taped, they'd be at the door, his travel bag would be packed. All he had to do was get up, shower, and put on his tracksuit and head out the door. I mean, he was so excited to go and play hockey. He was like a puppy dog, ready to leap. And he stayed in. He was disciplined. He's a really, really good kid. And you and I were on the phone a little bit. We were watching, waiting for him to get drafted. And I talked to Patty Coletta in between two. And, you know, because we all know him. And when his name got called by Montreal, I mean, I didn't start crying, but I definitely had a tear in my eye. I was so – because he had a camera. He's one of the kids who could have gone anywhere in the late first to mid-second round, which he did. And he had a camera in there, and you could see the reaction. And I'd spoken to him the night before, and, you know, he was so excited but anxious and nervous and, you know, like just didn't know what was going to unfold the next day. And, you know, and yeah, I was really proud. I was really, really proud to see him get drafted yesterday.
Yeah, you were proud. You had a tear in your eye. I was irritated.
Wow.
And I'm going to tell you why. I honestly believe that my home here in Buffalo is bugged. I strongly
believe
this. By
the Montreal Canadiens?
Montreal Canadiens. I've talked about, Josh Anderson for upwards of 3 years. Montreal goes and makes a big deal and picks up Josh Anderson. I talked about Joel Edmondson, a defenseman from Carolina. They went and gave, a fifth rounder for his rights, ended up signing Joel Edmondson. I talked about Luke Tuck. We've talked about Luke Tuck. How much would we love him to be a Buffalo Sabre? He's big. He's strong. He's fast. He's aggressive. He can score. He's going to be your prototypical power forward in the NHL. Who picks him up? The Montreal Canadiens. I strongly believe that my house right now in the office is bugged.
I could probably figure it out. Degrees of separation to the instigators of people who are listening that you might be helping that do their job for them. I don't know if I should name names, but someone that works for Montreal might live nearby, and they might be like, hey, I got this great idea, but they don't tell them where they heard it. They're not like Craig Rive, because you're going to be an assistant GM or a director of scouting somewhere. But listen, I thought the Sabres might have grabbed him at 38. They did what they had to do and move up and get that kid. They had their eye on him. And they were able to use that 38 pick and number 100 to move up and grab J.J. Paterka.
Yeah.
But so the other kid, obviously.
Trevor Kuntar.
Third round to Boston.
Listen, Trevor Kuntar, I had the pleasure of watching this young guy when he was 15 years old here at the Junior Sabres. That's when he really blew out and was like, wow, is this kid a stud? I mean, he ended up getting tenured to the USHL Youngstown Phantoms, okay? So he's been there for 3 years. Trevor Kuntar was one of the leading goal scorers in the USHL this year, the best league in the United States. 28 goals he had in 44 games for Youngstown. He's wearing an A on his jersey. And I'll tell you right now, very well deserves, because he's a very mature young man. This kid here was committed to Harvard. And because of Harvard and the way they did things this year, they did not allow anybody to play at Harvard. He now is moved to Boston College. So Trevor Kuntar, I played with his dad. When I got called up from junior hockey, I was 19 years old. My goaltender in the minors was Les Kuntar. And I'll tell you, he was a player back then, Les Kuntar. He was a big, agile goaltender. But
I watched Les. I watched Les when he was in high school for Nichols.
Yeah.
I watched him there dominating back in the day.
Another one, Colby Ambrosio, picked 118th fourth round to Colorado.
Wellen boy, played with Tucky here as an underage kid on he lived with my brother Jeff.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Had Tuck and your brother had Colby Ambrosio.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Well, you can.
We were giving back to the game. I'm going to tell you, I have a newfound appreciation for billets back in the day. But yes, go on, Colby Ambrosio. Bottle rocket, man. Oh, this kid's going to play. He's going to play in the NHL. You mark my words. When you hear his name, whether it's Colorado or somewhere else, you will hear Colby Ambrosio playing in the NHL. No question about it.
Why? Why can he play in the NHL?
Because he's fast and he's skilled and he's fearless.
He is an understatement when you talk about a smaller type player, but he's extremely, extremely fast and he's feisty. He's a feisty player and it's not about size. I talk about, You know, when we try and build the Sabres, I keep talking about I want bigger, stronger, more aggressive players, because that's what we need. Kobe Ambrosio is 5'9", 175 pounds, 180 pounds. I'm going to tell you this. He right now would be one of the faster players in the NHL. And number one, it's not about size. It's about the way you play the game. Kobe Ambrosio is a player. He is feisty, and he's a point producer. 50 points this year in the USHL in 48 games. So can score goals, can produce points, and super crazy fast.
His personality, because I know him. He lived with my brother, and his dad owns a grocery store over where my parents live. Unbelievable guy. Unbelievable family. And I forgot what I was going to say. What was I saying?
I have no idea.
I don't remember. I can't remember what I was going to say. Oh, he reminds me of Roizy. Like, his personality is really bubbly, really outgoing, you know, like likes to get on his teammates, stuff like, but he's funny. He's fun in the locker room. He's a great kid. And something, you know what bothered me yesterday, I'll say, is before we move on to Declan McDonald. They said the I don't know who the analysts were at the time when Tucky was drafted. They said his skills aren't as good as his brother. Luke Tuck, his skill is so underrated. I laugh when I remember watching some of the plays this kid used to make. I think to myself, you know what? Don't get lost in the straight ahead, rugged down low, drive the puck to the net. He makes some pretty unbelievably sweet plays too. Anyway, good for all these kids. Declan McDonald was the last pick in the draft. And I think of one player when I think about the last pick in the draft. Who is it?
My nephew was picked like, I think, third last in the draft, and now he's enjoying a pretty nice career.
You called him your nephew? I thought he was your cousin.
Or cousin. Sorry.
Uncle Riv. Who's the Swedish kid, that the guy that was just traded from Pittsburgh?
Oh, Hornquist.
Hornquist. Last pick in the draft, Stanley Cup champion, played on the line with Sidney Crosby.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you this. Declan McDonald
won a national championship here.
Won a national championship, and he was a monster. And I mean a monster when it came to that 15U team at the Junior Sabres winning nationals. What a huge moment for the organization. Declan McDonald was without question one of the major reasons why that team had the success that they have. I will flat out tell you this.
What, right, the Junior now. Sabres team that won the national championship? If Declan wasn't on that team, they don't win. No offense to everybody on that team.
No question about it. No
like,
question.
No offense to anybody on that team. Great players, but Declan took that team to the next level.
Take nothing away from the other players that were on the team, but we all know that if Declan was not on that team, they don't win a national championship.
They go to nationals. They might get close, but they don't win.
Declan McDonald got drafted to the Tampa Bay Lightning, 216th overall. Well, I'll tell you right now, he absolutely is going to show everybody that was drafted 100 picks before him that they made a mistake. I know this kid. He's a stud. He scored 21 goals in his first year in the OHL this year in a shortened season. I want you to think about Honey Badger. Think about Wolverine. He's not an overly big kid. He's 5'10". He's really powerful and stocky, but he's a honey badger. And I'm going to tell you this. He's a kid that I've watched for a lot of years with the Junior Sabres, and I'm going to tell you, he is going to do great things.
We got to go to break. One more goalie will be added to the big goalie list already. One more set to be bought out. We'll tell you who that is on the other side of the break, but before we go about Declan, I'll tell you when we come back about Declan, what I thought of when he was picked last in the draft before we get to this goalie. Instigator's final segment coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We're back with more of The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, we don't have long here. I'll tell you who the goalie is in a second. But what I learned watching the NHL draft yesterday, watching and rooting for all five of these junior Sabre kids, and when I saw where they went and knowing how good they are, and I saw Declan go last in the draft, here's the one thing that popped in my mind. Knowing how good he is, I'm realizing how good you have to be drafted in the NHL these days. Plain and simple.
He's 100 picks too late. I'm going to tell you that right now. And I'm not saying this just because he's a junior Sabre. I'm saying this because I've had the ability to watch this kid. I know his personality. I know his skill set. I know how he works. And for him to be drafted 216th, I think he's about 100 picks too late. And I'm not kidding you.
So Tampa Bay got a steal.
Bay Lightning got a steal of a hockey player in Declan McDonald. I just can't wait. You know, what people need to understand is these kids get drafted, it means diddly squad. It means that you can now start to work towards your career.
30 seconds left. No, don't take offense if you know Declan. It's not McDonald Riv, but he's known as the name butcher. It's McDonald. Okay. And Corey Schneider is the goalie that will be hitting the market because he will be bought out by the New Jersey Devils. So I don't
know. Not surprising.
Yeah. Great show today. Thank you, Ralph Krueger. Thank you to Elliot Friedman. Thank you to all of you for listening. Riv, thank you to you for your enthusiasm, energy, knowledge, wit, charm, looks, fresh breath, great smile. One Bills Live next. Instigators, we're out. WGR 550.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.